How much silence do you think there can be in a whole episode?
I'm going to win
that
game.
We can make
game.
A whole 44-minute episode of just not talking.
Harlequin.
We'll just shove everything in at the end.
Yeah.
We'll just sit here.
Here's 10 questions.
The Godzilla challenge. My guy says 230-something words in 30 seconds.
What?
The new Eminem song?
Have you seen what? It? Do you know that he's like a...
A rap god? Yes.
He's like the number one...
A big mosquito.
Like the first rapper to have like 10 consecutive number one hits that debuted or something like that.
For real?
Yeah. I don't know. I saw it on Facebook, so I don't know how true
Facebook
that is.
Facebook is always telling the truth. That's not the best part. There's a guy that does one faster than that one too.
I feel like this is way too long to be a TikTok.
Boy, that boy can eat the ass.
Wow. It would be a white guy that did that too.
Right?
Speaking of white guys.
I'm white, guys.
And then someone jumps to the window.
I'm white, guys.
What's up? Special guest.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Garage Noise.
Okay.
My name's Ben, a.k.a. the Fender God. And I'm here with some people.
Rio. My name's Rio, okay, though. We're looking.
Who? Mike Jones. What up, everybody? My name's Rio, a.k.a. the World King. Got the permanent guest to my right.
Yeah, that's you. Anyways, what's up, guys? It's me, your boy, Skinny Penis.
That's the other thing, Skinny.
No, what's up, guys? It's Corey.
No penis.
That's
no
the
penis.
Other thing, Skinny.
No, I'm just kidding.
Cheetos in the back.
Said no penis, Corey.
And we have a special guest in the building.
We got a special guest, one of the Witchcraft Brothers.
Okay.
Since day one.
That's right.
Represent. See? True fan.
This is one of the original listeners.
Well, true
he's
fan.
OG.
No.
He is an OG.
Yep.
You and
since
your brother have been listening
worst,
to like, yeah. Since like,
first
episode,
is the worst?
Like, what, four?
Probably four or five.
Quote, both of them. One. Word for word.
What?
That's crazy.
Fake fan.
Both of them.
I'm going to turn your microphone off.
Thank you.
Wow.
Okay, guys, I just drove 30 minutes all the way out here, and thank you for having me. I'm going to go home now.
I'm staying on the podcast, though.
You drove 30 minutes?
Yeah.
From where?
What the heck? Why?
Fort Worth. I live in Lake Worth.
Oh, okay.
That nigga live far!
All right. Yeah,
well, that's a rude statement.
That's so disrespectful.
No, over the speed limit, you'll be fine.
That's why we don't have guests, Corey.
What are speed limits?
You scared them away.
Anyway, the reason that you're here is because I put something out on Instagram not too long ago that said, hey, we're looking for people to share their stories about how fucked up the car scene is.
Bah, bah, bah.
So everybody's got a story. People that left the car scene, been in the car scene, left the car scene, came back to the car scene, or just now getting in the car scene. And we want to hear people's perspectives because this is a car scene podcast. That we hardly ever talk about cars anymore.
Just talk about random shit now.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
Well, my name's Daniel.
A.K.A.
I guess one of the Witchcraft Brothers.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the end of the podcast.
Which one's yours?
Wow. Just follow just that shit. You don't need to go that fucking
I'm laughing
hard.
At the joke.
Anyways, so one of the Witchcraft Brothers. Go ahead.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
About myself? I mean, I don't know.
You're an OG.
I don't know
you're
who
an
I
OG
am.
Listener?
OG listener, just like cars and work on 18-wheeler. That's about it. I don't have much exciting things going on in my life. So
work on 18-wheelers like you're a diesel mechanic or?
A tech, technically, but
what's the difference?
Huh?
What's the difference?
A technical mechanic will dig into it. We don't dig into it where I work at. We'll just do starters, alternators, water pumps, brakes, brake chambers, just simple stuff.
Like a lube tech almost?
Pretty much.
Okay.
But just like a big lube
more
tech.
Serious lube.
Right.
Do they really? Oh, it makes sense. Lube. Yeah.
Lube. Yeah, P and the G.
And you told me to shut up.
P and the G.
Yeah.
Shut up, dude.
Because I don't interrupt when I do it.
Oh.
You interrupted him right now.
I'll
He's
wait.
Talking about himself.
No.
A-hole.
No, it wasn't.
He was like, yeah, we do lose. Like, oh, so
I'm done with this podcast. Fuck this.
Okay, I'm done talking.
I'm plugging everybody's microphone.
Except for yours.
All right, continue.
So anyways, yeah.
Fuck, it's hot in here now.
Is it?
Take your freaking sweater off.
I'm not wearing a shirt under this.
Who cares?
Check it out, bud.
Why do you think I asked?
I gotta go.
Okay, so...
What do you drive?
What do I drive? Well, nothing special. 2019 Chevy Spark. Woo. Whoop-de-doo.
Hey. Chevy.
Special Spark. Yeah.
Well, it was a good deal, so I couldn't pass it up. I was tired of driving around shit boxes. I still own a 92 D250 first-gen Cummins.
Hey now. Y'all don't even know what the fuck that is, dude.
It's a diesel.
What? No fucking shit.
It's a dash.
Yeah.
It's a dash.
It's a dash diesel.
Yeah. It's a Ram.
It's a dash.
Me gusta mi dash.
It's a dash. It
goes. No, dude.
This is so messed up.
It was right.
It sounds more like a power stroke.
Do you like
I'll show you a power stroke.
Sorry. Ben literally just puts his head down. He's like,
why? I'm just talking. That was an opportunity.
So do you like roll coal on people?
I used to when I drove the truck, and now it just sits in my buddy's backyard.
Like Corey's
why
car.
Why in your buddy's backyard?
Because it needs ball joints. The whole front end needs to be replaced. Just simple oil change and stuff like that. And maybe a rear axle. They did a homemade dually conversion. It's god awful.
How do you do a homemade dually conversion?
Longer studs and just put duals on it.
What? Hella spacers. No, just kidding.
Hey, Tito.
It's god awful. And it's 13 really different good. Shades I of color.
Interesting. It's like a harlequin. Jinx.
Yeah, sure. So you're not twins.
No, we're not.
Wow.
Probably right now, how we're dressed.
All right.
Anyways,
so I've done some research.
Yeah.
And I've discovered.
That his
mostly
blood type.
Because you told me this.
That the guest is non-binary.
But
how did you know?
You used to host a meet, or you still host a meet?
Well, I used to help run the meet.
Okay.
We don't do it anymore, just due to lack of people coming out.
Which one? Which meet?
It was the Texas Concepts meet over in Fort Worth and Stockyards every Sunday.
Okay.
We allowed everything from cars, trucks, motorcycles to even horses.
Horses.
We've actually had a few people ride up in the horses.
It's Fort Worth, so that makes sense.
I mean, it's Stockyard, so that's what you can expect.
Yeah,
I'd see.
What the?
Yeah.
Shit. That was loud.
Diesel.
That's not me.
I know.
I love how you looked right at me.
I know, you looked right at him, and then you looked at me.
I didn't even get a full
no
look.
Face.
I knew it was you. I didn't even get it. I'm just going to do this now.
Right.
Oh, wow.
That
so
Subi is fucking clean.
So you said that you stopped because nobody was coming out. Was nobody coming out just because for any reason? Or
I have location. No idea.
There used to be a lot of people. And
yes.
Then, okay.
Probably 2015 or 16 before I started helping out. Really, I was helping out with running the Snapchat and taking pictures for them.
Mm-hmm.
But before I got there, 2015, 2016, I mean, they were doing massive. Old-fashioned shutdowns, not the new shutdowns that everyone does, you know, close off intersections, does burnouts, nothing like that. It's just probably 200 or 300 trucks is what we had, trucks and cars just cruising downtown.
Truckando cut. That
question. So it's more like a cruise then.
Yeah, it was, we'd all meet up in somewhere in the stockyards, hang out there for 2 hours and cruise out, just cruise through downtown, cruise one of the freeways and head back to the stockyards.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds lit as fuck.
That's interesting.
Sounds like some traffic.
Yeah, it was some traffic, and it one of the headaches we always ran into was accidents. People not paying attention. I mean, you got 16, 17-year-old guys in their daddy's truck.
Oh, man.
Want to show off.
We know all about it.
And it's primarily diesels, and so they want to be cool and roll coal, so.
Yeah! Look at me, my dick is small.
It was a right, massive headache dealing with all that, trying to keep everyone in line, and everyone's just driving like dick, so.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much sums up the podcast right there.
Yeah. See y'all later.
People driving like assholes ruin the car meet.
Bro, so I was on Twitter today, and someone shut down 45 in Houston, and they were doing a swing meet on
the fucking of the highway?
Yeah, the main highway. Wow. Going into Houston.
Fucking dumb.
I was like, what the fuck,
I've seen
dude?
That. I've seen that before.
Yep.
Where they do it right under that graffiti bridge.
Yeah, yeah,
be
yeah.
Somebody.
I was like, bro, what the fuck is that? Like, why are y'all doing this shit?
Yeah.
Fucking ruining it for everybody that just wants to, like, enjoy cars.
Because it looks cool. People think it looks cool, right? So. Anyway, back to what I was talking about.
Okay.
So how did you get involved with that? How did you start, right? So you, like, started in the car community? Or
kind of, sort of, yeah, over where I live in Fort Worth. There were some meets that I would go off to. I was 16, didn't even have a license. I told my mom, hey, can I borrow your car? And just ran up there. And just people not That's paying nice. Attention, acting dumb, actually pulled a gun out at a meet. And someone wrecked, and they shut that meet down over in Lake Worth.
And I killed somebody.
Then this was at the Target in Lake Worth, and they moved it to the Best Buy in Lake Worth. And the schedule for me was Friday Lake Worth car meet. Saturday was a different meet, and Sunday was that truck meet that I would go to and eventually help out. And that's where I met those guys, was on that Friday meet.
That's what's up.
Sorry.
Sorry, we have a 4-year-old in the podcast today.
Is it? Oh, okay.
I don't even know.
He's just so extra hyper today.
No, I'm not, dude.
Bro, this is him on a daily basis.
I'd have just brought my Game Boy.
Are you are you three different people today?
Should have bought the Nintendo Switch. Shut up. Okay. Here, play with this.
Everybody be quiet.
Put my iPad. Hey,
let's just get back to the episode, seriously.
If you don't shut up.
All right. Y'all wasted time.
That shit smacked
the
my
listeners
soul.
Want to hear this story. So please be quiet.
Do you? Anyways, so when you first started out, like very first, you're like, damn, like I'm going to buy this vehicle. What was the first vehicle you bought?
My first vehicle was actually a 1998 S10 Blazer.
So you've always been into trucks then.
You're
a real Fort Worth guy, well, huh?
Kind of, sort of. I mean, look really at the in Fort Worth, I grew up on the north side, so I was always around lowriders. My grandfather had an 88 Lincoln that he had planned to give to me, but fuel pump went out, and I was just too lazy to replace it. So I said, I'll just buy something else.
Damn.
Sound like Corey.
A fuel pump. That's so much cheaper than a car. That's so much cheaper.
I mean, I can't say anything, man. I got my fucking tires went bald on my Z, and I went and bought a fucking truck.
So. Yeah.
That's so lazy, but
that's
rich.
That's so true. Yeah.
Ben was just. I sold my Volvo because of the fuel pump, and I couldn't get the turn off, so I was like,
that's true.
Fuck these cars. Be in the V. All
right.
I didn't know we were speaking Russian today.
All right.
A. B, C, D, F, G, H, H, G, L, V.
Anyway. So you've always been.
He's always been a truck guy.
Right.
Yeah. I guess you could say that. I've always been into trucks. Mainly had a lot of SUVs, so.
Yeah. I like slam trucks.
So do I. Corey doesn't.
I do to a point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like really more of a lifted kind of guy.
Not for me. I can't do the lifted thing. I'm too small, man.
So am I, but you know what? I mean, you can jump.
I would rather have a little. Okay, it depends. Like, if it's like, if you're going to buy a truck that's made for towing,
slam it.
No.
Leave it alone.
Like leave mine. It alone. Yeah, like, leave it alone. Yeah. But if you're going to buy, like, a fucking Colorado that you, like, you know, that isn't made for towing,
yeah,
slam that shit. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Like this.
So, you guys want to hear a funny story about lifted trucks?
What's up?
You're going to tell us anyway.
That's the story. The burp.
So when I was in the Army, one of the guys I was in the Army with, he used to drive a, it was like a single cab Dodge, like 2500, and it was lifted.
Uh-huh.
It was a diesel and everything. And he had this sticker on the back windshield that said, lifted because fat bitches can't jump.
Yeah, all right? That's fucked.
Because it was lifted.
That's fucked.
And he could like barely get in it, but
was he fat? I'm just kidding.
No.
He was a
but there was body. A warrant officer that worked in our building, right? And she was like a CW3, so she was like pretty high up there, but she was fucking fat as the world is round.
Yeah.
Okay. She's
yeah, that bitch is huge.
Yeah, like she could take a bath and only her back get wet.
Oh,
she was fuck. Fucking
that's a huge bitch.
She was fat. Okay.
And she entered the bath in her back.
So she comes in and our office. She comes storming in our office one day. She said, whose truck is parked out in this parking lot? And we're like, what truck are you talking about, Chief? And she goes, the one that has a sticker on the back that says lifted because fat bitches can't jump.
Dang.
Everyone said,
and so he raises his hand and goes, that's mine, Chief. And she goes, you need to take that sticker off. And he goes, why? He goes, because that's, or she goes, because that's offensive. And he goes, to who? Fat bitches?
And he got discharged.
Dude, he got the shit smoked out of him.
For real?
It was totally worth it because he left a sticker on.
Oh, shit, for real?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dang.
We all thought it was hilarious.
Well, that's just like my brother. My brother has a fuck it sticker on the back of his truck. And then one day he got rear-ended, and I guess he really said fuck it at that point.
So, yeah, somebody fucked to the rear end.
Yeah. And our supervisor, when we worked together, was said either remove that sticker or you got to park your truck somewhere else.
Park my truck somewhere else.
Sir. Did you work at Discount Tires with him?
No, I did not. I worked at the City of Simpson Park with him. Water department with him.
Bro, because whenever he helped me out with my tires, I guess the fucking like manager or whatever, he was like, yo, we don't do federal tires, so your friend's going to have to pay. And then your brother was like,
what?
No, he's not. He's like, I already told him, like, you know, he's like, we do install, you know, tire installs for free anyways.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, but not on not federal tires because apparently Discount Tire has a thing against federal tires. So, like, okay. He was like, we're not going to do that. He has to pay $40 a tire.
Discount Tire is fucking weird, dude.
I was like,
suck my ass.
What?
I'd have just gone to Northside. You know, you could find someone out there to do it. $5 for both.
Well, go to freaking Highway 10 tire shop.
Your brother did it for free anyways.
Yeah. Oh, my brother don't care.
Yeah, he was like, fuck off, Jim. I was like, yo, nigga, don't say that shit. I don't want you to lose your job.
He was still working academy. He'd have been fine.
Was his name actually Jim or
his
celebrity?
No, I forgot his name.
Just a white guy.
I forgot his name. Like, he said his actual
celebrity.
Name. And he was just like, he's like, fuck off, Jim. I was like, yo, chill the fuck out, bro. What the heck?
Just a white person, general white person.
Right?
Name. Fuck you, Jim. Eat shit, Jim.
Hey, John. Fuck you, pal. And your dog.
Listen, Barry.
Barry. Whoa. That's white as white. That's a white as white.
Listen, Bernard. You can eat a bag of shit.
Oh.
Relax.
Okay.
I said right. One word.
And you
what?
He's like nigga. The most African accent ever.
I'm just waiting for Cody.
Super racist.
Cody. I'm just waiting for Tito's classic
dick.
That's all the way for.
He's gonna wait till we end the podcast to do it.
I want to hear it.
All right, so I want to hear. So you said you got some horror stories.
Oh yeah,
you got some horror stories.
I gotta dig them.
Harry
up,
Hines.
But yeah. I got a few.
Let's hear him.
I want to hear all of
so,
them.
So.
Oh, he readjusted. He readjusted.
God, man, I got a few. Well, we'll start out with throwing rocks at trucks.
That's fucked up.
So, well, not really us throwing rocks at trucks. Where we had our meet, it was in a gravel lot. So,
you did.
You know, people think they're all big and badass when they can do a burnout in gravel. They start...
Okay, my cut.
Doing donuts and
so
gravel.
Hard.
So rocks go everywhere and just start hitting trucks.
Damn.
And we got guys throwing rocks back at trucks. Then fights starting left and right.
Well, I'm murdering somebody.
Oh, I was telling Ben about, I think, did I tell you about the guy who pulled a knife out?
You said something about it, but you
someone
didn't go like into
out?
Depth.
Yes, so it was
it's
one
fucking
of those,
Fort Worth, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Mr. Surprising. Billy Badass who...
I know him.
Who wanted to...
Billy Little Dick.
Yeah. Billy wanted to do a burnout in Billy the rough. Gravel. And so me being in charge, or not in charge, but tired of it, I followed him, got a plate. I was going to say, you know what? Fuck you. I'll call the cops.
I'm sorry.
We're listening to you, bro. Don't worry. I just hope you fucking die because we're really getting all pissed off because his mic is unplugged. That's fucked up, though. But so, you did, like, you
how's
did
it
right,
racist?
Though.
I'm the fucking immigrant here.
I'm calling ICE. You
can't hear shit.
Anyway.
Rude.
It's okay. Bitch, you. It's okay. You're the one that keeps talking.
No, don't forget me.
He keeps talking to the microphone,
right? It doesn't even work.
Like your car.
Yeah, it's stupid, boy.
So I followed him, got a plate, and I head back, and I notice he's hauling ass trying to hit me. So I text a few of my buddies, said, hey, this guy's following me. Wait for me. He said, okay. And so I get back to our lot, and I got a few guys just waiting for me just in case, because I don't know what these guys have, a gun
or
a knife.
AK and shit.
I was right with about a knife. Hello. And so they fly by, they come back around, and the guy's actually hanging out of the truck with the knife.
What the fuck?
Slicing throats down the street.
Threatening to, I forgot what he said. It was a few years ago, but he was saying something out the window.
Remember the Alamo!
Is this fucking, fucking 300? Is fucking riding on a horse with a fucking spear? Just the fuck?
Dude, I'll never be scared of anybody hanging out of the passenger side.
Right?
Oh, of a Ranger, too. Of a Ranger.
So it's like 4 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
Didn't, who was it? TLC made a song about something like that?
I don't listen to them.
Some dude hanging out of the passenger side of his best friend.
Trying to at me.
You a bitch with a knife!
They were in Fort Worth.
You're a scrub!
Bruh, that's fucking hilarious, though.
Not really.
What do you... I don't even know. Like, if that was me, I'd be like, okay, and I just, pow.
That's what I'm saying. Like, to me, that's fucking hilarious.
Cool. You have a knife. I have lots of guns.
I have bullet.
Way to go, idiot.
I didn't have a gun with me, so I learned after that. Just
I did. I always have guns.
Facts.
Since birth.
Similar.
He's like,
I came out of the womb knowing that I was going to be American.
Okay, bitch.
Australian.
Yet you're not.
You're Australian.
I came out and the bald eagle came out right behind me.
Oh, God.
He came out and then a bald eagle came out of his ass.
So
does like,
90s Camaro follow behind you, too?
Yeah, yeah. I rock Z with the T-tops off.
Well, did you come out with
I was
the
born with
too,
a mullet,
no?
Yeah.
I was born
you
with
do
a mullet.
Rock a Z. Uh-huh.
Born with a mullet. And then when I joined the army, they made me shave it off because they said there's too much shit back there for freedom to grow properly.
There's too much American.
You got to grow back. You got to get on my level. It's a little nasty right now. I just got off of work.
There's too much American going on. Yeah.
They said join the army or get deported.
Oh, crap.
Ben was like, fuck it.
Well, I ain't going back to Australia.
You got me.
I ain't going back down under. I ain't going down under there again, bro.
Oh, motherfuckers.
Oh, shit.
Rip on the Barbie.
What? This dude literally just looked like he did all the drugs in the world.
When the drugs kick in.
I'm back.
I use my shredder as a footstool. Yeah. The shredder just fell over.
That's your shredder.
All right.
Yeah, your whole leg's going to get shredded.
Well, yeah. If,
like your boy.
If I was the same size as a piece of paper.
Wow, you are skinny fuck.
Dude.
You lost your privileges again.
Dude, I'm just trying to entertain our guests.
I'm going to freaking put you in timeout.
Dude. I'm only on the podcast for the entertainment.
Are you?
Ask everyone that.
So, if you're asking everyone, you're just asking me?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my new favorite. I'm gonna wire in a switch now.
A little fucking push button.
Tick, 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 tick. Like a cough button. All right, so we got to get back to this here.
Yeah.
Horror stories. So the meat's not around anymore, is exactly what you said. Do you want it to be? Do you want it to come back?
Kind of, sort of, just because it gave me something to do on Sundays.
Oh.
Kind of like this.
I can give you something to do on Sundays.
What's that?
Go to church.
Damn.
I do need to go to church.
So does Corey. Me too. You can go with him.
Come on,
sinner!
We can go praise Jeebus together.
Jeebus, who the is that? The guy y'all pray to? That's that why y'all got the fucking Starburst thing going on?
Yeah. Is that right? Is that why y'all get this Starburst thing going on?
Racist! I told y'all, the boy racist.
Unplug his mic.
No, dude.
Unplug his mic. All
right.
Nah, I'm just kidding, bro.
Next. That shit was creepy. Piece of paper.
It was.
I was like, how the fuck do you know?
A random ass guess.
That was creepy.
No, that was some twin telepathy with Craft.
I guess so.
I was like, what the fuck are you looking at, Ben? But I forgot you have an Apple Watch. Yeah. I thought he just went like this.
He's just looking
it's
at
a freckle past the hair.
Drugs kicked.
No, thing went off. Somebody was outside. Okay. The next thing is. Do you have a problem with the car scene? I don't know why I said it like that.
Like, you got a problem with me?
Well, I have my
overbearing.
I have my own opinions you about the car scene.
All right, let's fucking hear it. I want to hear this.
Okay, calm down.
Obviously, I don't have a car worth a rat's ass to really take to any kind of meets or anything.
Me neither.
Like that.
Don't worry about it.
You don't have a car at all.
I have a car. It's
you
in
don't
the,
have no car.
It's in the driveway. I just can't move.
It's
fake enthusiasm, isn't
it? What really, my biggest opinion that? About it is just all these little kids that show up in daddy's car or want to show off and try to be cool.
Yeah.
And just doing burnouts and donuts and everything and trying to start fights. You cannot go to any meet now and someone not be talking shit.
You
Mondays
can actually
don't
go
suck.
To,
Mondays don't suck.
Sensi Driven's private meet. And no one talks shit there.
They don't even say bad words.
I think that's kind of like the general consensus, though, of like what's wrong with the car community is like that. Like young people showing up in cars that they don't own.
I think we should treat it like a club and ID them.
Oh,
That would be like.
So that's one,
get out of here.
That's one of the questions I have is like, what do we do to fix what's wrong with
murder the youth?
Okay.
I say we ID at the door.
Yeah, give me that ID.
So what would be the minimum age limit?
25. Okay. can't go to his own meet. Get out of here.
Sorry, Tito. You can't be here, bro. You know it's 25 and over.
Go across the street and look to them binos.
Honestly, I mean, I would just be like the first, like first in, like first rev, I get the fuck out, like get the fuck out,
yeah, or shoot him.
Okay, but the thing is, though, when people start revving and doing all that, it's hard to control that. It's hard to stop it once it starts.
Kill them all.
Oh, I know. I remember one time at Mondays on Suck, fucking Ben went over there was like, "Yo, you think you're fucking cool?" I was like, "Oh my god,
you think you're freaking crazy? I'm crazier."
This guy in a fucking Charger is like trying to two step, and then Ben goes over there. He's like, "Yo, is your dick small enough?" He's like, "Get the fuck out." I was like, yo, what the fuck? I was like, Ben, relax.
Ben, calm down.
Like, dude.
You're always going to have that issue where people don't want to leave and their friends try to gang up on you.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, literally.
And I was like, okay, cool. Y'all want to be like this? Watch this.
I have an idea.
We pay the police to be at our meet. So I got my money's worth out of the police that day.
Ben was like this. He turned around and goes, fucking cop car. He's like, hey, all y'all leave now.
See that? Those people right there? All that car, and all of those people. Please make them leave.
I have a solution.
He said, okay. And they were all gone.
Literally.
And I said, solution. Fuck you! I'm white!
Solution.
Oh, come on now.
On your way into the meet, you get... you know whenever they're like, oh, wristband.
Yeah.
Instead of wristbands, you give them some C4. So whenever they screw up, you just...
I'm going to unplug this now.
You kill them! And then,
oh, you want to be like homie? You can die like homie.
And then you just, dude, don't unplug me. This is serious. So you ID.
You can't
and
kill.
Hand a C4.
You cannot kill people, Rio.
I guarantee no one's going to ever ruin a meet again if you kill one guy.
Nobody will be left to go to the car.
Exactly. People be like, yo, these fuckers are crazy. They're blowing people up.
No, listen, everyone's going to be like,
nah, Nick. That's the coolest meet in the world. Ain't nobody ready for that meet.
No one's ever going to say that. I promise you.
Take your hand off my freaking mic. I'm trying to preach.
I can almost promise you people are going to be like.
Almost, so you have faith.
No.
I'm saying we ID.
Here's your C4. Don't be stupid now.
You know how much C4 is?
How much is it?
Expensive.
Mr. Silk Road. Anyways, we got Ben, though. He can get some.
Is it expensive?
We got Ben.
Your best bet is going to Academy and buying fucking Tannerite or whatever that shit's called.
Facts. Yeah, we do that. Enough. So then we do Tannerite because it's illegal.
Well, my brother does still work at Academy, so we can use his discount.
Fucking plug.
Does he really work at Academy?
He does.
We're Which making one? This happen, dude. You see, Brian it's working out.
What's that?
Brian Irvin in Fort Worth.
He already told me.
I have to go there to get some ammo.
He already told me, like, yo, I'll hook it up. Oh, my fucking bet. Fucking
Corey, you don't even own a firearm. I don't know what you're going to buy.
Bitch, there's other shit you can buy at Academy.
Why do you go to Academy if you're not going for firearm stuff?
I got a shotgun with your name on it.
Yeah. I can't say the word.
That's sorry. Where mic's unplugged.
Okay, anyways. Next up on the list.
What is a legitimate solution, do you guys think?
Wow.
We're not blowing anybody up, Rio.
Okay, then just threaten them.
No.
You don't want to die today, do you?
I'm like, me personally.
You plugged the wrong one.
He didn't plug his. He didn't plug his own. I mean, legitimately, I would say just yo, you fucking Rev, you're out of here. If they don't leave, then obviously cop comes. You know? But that's if, you know, you're like Mondays Don't Suck and have the authority to have police officers there and then. Like you have that type of thing.
It's mainly the pop-up meats that's hard to control.
Yeah. Do you think that we should... Hello. Maybe Hello. We should do like a...
ID.
We should like test them. Just like a written test before you can enter.
Here, take this quiz.
Are you willing to ruin our meat?
What if you take their license away?
I say...
You can't technically do that though.
I say we pull the motors when they park. So that no one can rev. What are you doing?
Just write down
Honestly, bro, I would say that. Like, anybody who revs the license plate is going straight to the fucking... Rio, you're making this shit so much
So, what if we...
Don't plug my shit. Yo, this guy drove 3 days to get here, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 days after working overnight.
So what if you just give, like, actually give them, like, real tickets then?
Put a chip
Anytime you start doing something crazy, just give them a real ticket.
Or we just, like you would write down the license plate, right? And, like, it's the, like, Mondays Don't Suck. Write down the license plate. Have a list. So, like, next. So, okay, this guy's fucking up. License plate number. Next time, as you see him come in.
And then you follow him
Hey,
home.
You.
And kill him.
Can't be in here.
We've done that before.
But it's that more, or just start charging me because people are going to be like.
But that's only effective if you have, like, the police there.
Yeah.
If you're just doing, like, a meet, they'll just come in anyway. What are you going to do to stop them?
Kill them!
Can't kill anybody.
I mean, you could throw a rock at their truck, but then they just get out all pissed off.
Facts.
Yeah, they probably won't like that.
That's why you say strapped up. Strapped on my stay before I get clapped.
Corey, that's what Yoda dumbest said. Thing I've ever heard. That's the Tide Pod stuff right there, man.
Baby Yoda said that.
No, that's Tide Pod.
Strapped up on my stay.
Lil Pod.
Or clapped I will be.
Shut up. Take that off. Don't brainwash him.
Yeah. That's. Do you know where that came from? That's a meme about concealed carry course instructors. What's rule number one of carrying a firearm? And somebody in the back says, "Stay strapped, get clapped, my G."
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
And they shot him. Because
I saw it on Twitter.
And they were like, "Get the fuck out!"
This old lady went up to some person's house with a fucking knife and was just standing.
Maybe it was
there.
That dude's mom.
Off topic.
Might have been.
Off topic.
Okay.
Rio, you said some of the stupidest shit.
Yep. What are you talking about?
Well, fucking call them.
Shut the fuck up.
We'll blow them up. Give them C4.
And then they use it on us.
Time to take over the onus. Yeah.
They'll just start saying, you ever play dodgeball with C4?
And I say, hell yeah. Try me. No.
Catch it in my mouth. Check this out. Okay. 49 minutes.
We're going for an hour.
No, we're not. So you have any shout outs you want to do?
Ah, my tattoo, you
mainly
fucker.
Just my witch twin brother.
Sorry.
This thing slapped the shit out of my tattoo.
It doesn't hurt anymore.
Do you need me to do a sana sana colita right now?
Yeah.
You sounded just like that fucking little kid from that vine.
Which one?
What's up, fuckers? Why do you have my phone? Fuck you, that's why! Anyway, you got any shout-outs?
Mainly just my witch twin brother. That's about it.
Hey, hey!
Witch twin brother.
Which twin are you?
What's your Instagram that people can follow you at?
If they want to shoot a follow, Mopar Mexican underscore 12V.
12 valve, baby.
12 volts.
Yeah. 12 volts.
Just Chevy Spark.
12 volts.
12 volts. Y'all think it's a Cummins? It's actually electric.
I'm coming.
What? Did you say you hate electric cars? Get the fuck out of my house.
Wow. This is a pro electric house.
Of course, stop. Sounded like you're eating a freaking cob of corn.
The first Porsche Taycan was delivered.
Yeah. Jalen sent me a fucking video.
Yeah, you can have it. You can own a Porsche Taycan for the low price of $201,000.
As long as you're taking it.
That's it? Oh, man. Let me go run to the bank real quick.
I told Connie that, and she goes, why is it so expensive?
It's on sale.
It's Porsche's supercar. So, and it's all electric. It's weird. I don't know if I like this. All right. So we'll do some rapid fire questions.
You were born in Texas, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Kay. Racism.
Dr. Pepper?
What were you going to do? Big Red? Call ice?
Ooh, this is a tough question. Dr. Pepper to drink, but in a slush, Big Red.
Whoa. That is an in-depth answer there.
We need to put that on a soundboard. Ben, put your hand on the
Coke
desk.
Or Sprite?
Put your hand Sprite. On the desk.
Mug root beer or Barks root beer?
Barks.
Gang.
What kind of fool do you think I am?
Golden Chick or Chicken Express?
Ooh.
Man, I'm going to be honest. I haven't had Golden Chick that much, so I'm going to have to go with Chicken Express.
Good answer.
Golden Chick.
Fuck you.
Golden Chick's rolls are 10 times better.
Canes or Slim Chickens?
Never had Slim Chicken, so I'm going to have to go with Canes.
Ooh.
Canes is way better.
Shake Shack or In-N-Out?
Boy, what?
I'm going to say Shake Shack, even though
Shake Shack.
Fucking shit over there. Fucking non-binary bitch in fucking Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck Check up. IDs or C4?
Check IDs, bitch.
C4.
Spike strips.
Damn. Hey!
Damn.
Kill all tiles!
Whataburger?
Or In-N-Out.
Or In-N-Out.
I was about to say, don't even finish that. Whataburger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
9mm or 40?
40.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Glock or Smith & Wesson?
Like what shit? Or Kuh? Oof.
Kuh. All right.
Oh, man. I'm probably going to have to go with Glock.
Oh.
Oh.
I was about to say,
AKs or ARs?
Here we go. Come on, come on, come
ARs.
On.
ARs.
Hey, fuck you. Fuck you, that's why.
I'm out.
About time.
Around. Oh, everyone, shit. Everyone else has said AKs, right?
I don't think we've actually
welcome
asked
welcome to the
that
tally
question.
Board.
One.
Ice cream or cake?
Ice cream.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
no.
Fuck.
I can't really do Calm cake. Down. I'm not a big frosting kind
Cookie
of guy.
Cake, bitch.
Yeah, that's what I got for my birthdays.
What's another good question?
I used to like those.
Hats or beanies?
Well, I do, but...
Hats. 24/7. I'm always in a hat, never a beanie.
Trucks or cars?
Trucks. Sadly. I'm sorry.
Trocando car.
No, there ain't none of that trocando stuff.
Rio or Corey?
Okay, thanks for having me on here, guys.
He didn't want to hurt your feelings, bitch.
Wow.
Okay, shut up.
Shut up, Tito.
I mean, it's hard to pick. I just met all of y'all, so.
Yeah, but Corey's
That's
big.
How it works, though.
I'm gonna have to go with the fridge in the corner.
Hey, don't talk to my brother like that. That's messed up. Fuck out of here.
All right.
Dodge or Chevy?
Or Chevy.
Chevy. Just cause. I've had a lot of issues.
He's
with
got
Dodges.
Both.
I've had both before, and I just prefer the 5.3 platform, LS platform.
Iron block.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Even though I have a Cummins, I'd still rather prefer a Chevy. Just because.
Cummins inside
immature.
Of where?
It's all about not having to rebuild a transmission every 2 months.
Oh, yeah. My stepdad used to have this. This 2500, like, what's the one that has the mega cab?
Mega cab,
yeah,
or the mega slab.
And it was old, dude. It was like a 2004, I think, or something like that. 2000 that's something. Cool. Well, compared to now, it's fucking 2020, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still drive my dad's fucking 95 Chevy.
That thing had like half a million. It had like had like half a million miles on it, and it'd been through four transmissions.
Damn.
You just couldn't kill it. You couldn't kill it Cummins.
I know how.
C4.
Anyways, Pizza Hut or Domino's?
Ooh. Ah! Ooh, next question.
That's a tough one. Probably Pizza Hut.
Papa John's.
Suck balls.
Actually, no. Little Caesars, because, you know, your boy broke.
Little Caesars or CC's?
Oh, I was going to ask that.
Little Caesars.
Hell yeah.
You can't beat that $5.
Fucking trash, bro.
What? Dude.
CC's is trash.
CC's is like $6, and you can eat as much as you want.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a CC's down the road for me, and I just used to eat it all the time, so I'm burnt out.
Yeah, I ain't never burnt out.
That's your own fault, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, oh well.
I ain't never burnt out. Yeah, but you're trying to fight?
That's a good
thing. One place you want to visit?
In the world or in America?
In the world.
In the ocean.
In the world.
In a world.
That's a good question, honestly. I want to say Afghanistan. I'm kidding.
Bono's there. What the fuck?
I can get you a free passy.
No.
I can get you a free tomorrow.
I don't see myself venturing outside of Texas.
What the fuck?
You said you don't?
Cool. No, I ventured out. I just...
I went to Oklahoma one time.
For some reason, I've always wanted to travel. I've never really... traveled, so
he's like, I want to travel to Brownsville.
Yeah.
Shut up.
El Paso.
We're going to El Paso on March.
So you, well, hold on. You said you've always wanted to travel.
Well, I do and I don't. I have.
You know you come
time
back.
Time pod.
Yeah. I mean.
He's like, you know you can come
you
back.
You may not come back.
Dang.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. You can
this
also
nigga woke.
You could also. This nigga woke. You could also get in your fucking car and it explode on your way home too.
Because of the C4.
You know what? It's got a warranty, so
unplug his.
Just mind. Don't rev.
Well, yeah. You never know. I
there's
may not
a
die.
Warranty on your life, dude.
Right?
Actually, I do because I have a twin, so I have another one.
Oh.
So.
Oh!
I win.
My mom was very happy with that. Buy one,
drop
get one
the
free.
Mic.
Get one. Have another one the same.
I'm sure she told you she was happy, but whenever y'all came out, she probably was not happy.
Fuck, I got to buy twice as much shit.
She's like, right. Fuck, there's two of the same person.
A little backstory on us.
Real
what's
dad.
Funny is I've always been the bigger one, and he's always been the skinnier one, and that's because they would feed me, twice, and they wouldn't feed him at all. So he was starving.
Oh, crap.
What the fuck?
He can vouch
for like,
that.
Hey,
mother,
eat.
Give me some food, mother.
Wait, eat again. Did you eat already? Eat again.
No, I eat.
Why were his parents African?
Eat again.
I don't know.
Mother, I want some food, mother.
No.
Dude, as we got older. Banging.
No, please.
Anytime they'd serve us dinner, like a pork chop, chicken, or whatever, I'd eat all the meat and he'd eat the veggies.
What the fuck? Oh,
here are vegetables for you, and he is a lion for you.
That's just how it was. We just traded plates.
What the fuck?
I like vegetables, so.
I don't.
Well, now I do.
We know.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
My girlfriend loves to go to Central Market, so I get to try all the vegetables.
So she likes to spend money. Is
yeah.
What yeah.
Screw that.
She always makes sure it's on payday, too.
I go to Kroger.
Oh, she loves Kroger. I love Kroger just for the gas points.
Yeah.
Yay.
Even though it's $18 to fill my car up.
What the fuck? That's cheap as shit.
La Michoacana or Fiesta?
La Michoacana.
Oh, my bad.
just because one of my neighbors, they owned Michoacana in Fort Worth, and we used to, I would give them rides to school because I had a car.
Hey.
And so their parents were thankful that I did that, so they didn't have to ride the bus. So boy, I got free food out. Let me
that's freaking out. Fire.
Oh, snap.
Corona or fire. Modelo?
Modelo.
Coronavirus or AIDS?
What?
Don't yeah, answer we'll that.
Don't answer that. Stupid shit.
Modelo or Dos Equis?
Dos Equis.
Oh! Oh, shoot.
If I'm, you know, wanting to ball out when I go out to eat, I'll give me a Dos Equis. If I'm a little on the broke side, I'll give me a Coors Light.
Case down, bro.
FRS or BRZ?
Neither, because they're both pieces of shit.
It's the same color.
I agree with Ben.
Oh, shit. Wow. That's your fan right there.
I just want to, you know. What? All the shots while I'm here.
BRZ or Toyota 86?
It's the same fucking car.
Did you hear the names? Those are not the same car.
Oh my god.
You're dumb.
It's the same fucking motor.
iPhone or Android?
Get the fuck out!
Don't look at that.
Too late.
Dude.
All right. Let me see.
Did you do, like, did you smoke meth before you got here or something?
I'm not sad anymore. Leave me alone. Do you want me to go back? I'll throw the medicine away.
You don't have to fucking act like
I'm just so confused. And now y'all want me to be sad and quiet. Sad before, kill yourself!
No, dude, like, we're actually trying to have a conversation. You're like, no! Dude, like, what the fuck? Just calm down. Life. Just calm down. Be normal.
I'm trying to be normal. What is normal? I can't figure. Apparently, I don't know.
Normal is not just every 5 seconds.
I'm clearly waiting longer than 5 seconds, dude.
God,
okay.
Holy.
That's
fucking.
Alcohol or sobriety?
Well, because of work, I don't have Mexican time to drink, so sobriety.
This nigga's Mexican.
Hey, my boy.
He's Mexican, so you know he's going to choose alcohol.
He said sobriety.
Well, when I get the chance, I'll drink.
Not my boy. Prescription drugs or stop six drugs?
Fort
Worth joke.
Drugs are bad. Okay.
All right, good. I had speed dial ready.
911
thin crust,
bitch,
or
I'm talking.
Like, you don't do that to me every episode.
911 or pull the trigger first and then call 911.
That's right. We don't call the police first.
We don't. They got either 6 shells or they got probably 9 mils nice to figure a way out of my house.
I'm not missing. I'm probably going to have one.
You need one.
Hold on.
I'm moving.
Hold up. Don't move.
I'm going to make sure he.
But I can't scream.
Bitch, yeah, because you're just like.
Nah, you're a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite.
Fucking.
Which one's yours?
Thank you. Thank you. He's annoying me, too. thin crust or pan?
Pan. Oh, well, thin crust. It depends where the thin crust.
Hold on.
Pizza
pan
Hut, thin
or
pan?
Crust.
Don't answer him. I'm
what
asking.
Pan or stuffed crust?
I'm older
stuffed
than
crust
him.
Gang.
He doesn't have headphones facts on.
Oh. Yeah, I'm a little
he's over there whispering.
twin or only child?
Twin.
Dang.
Tinted
I
windows?
Was
hold on.
Or
hold
glass
on.
House. Why?
Why twin?
Yeah.
Well, I know.
Hey, because I am a twin.
Hold
but,
on. Are you guys identical twins or
no,
just fraternal twins?
We are fraternal, but we look identical.
Identical or fraternal?
Bitch, shut the fuck up.
I mean,
so
just
I,
answer
hold
the
on,
question.
Hold on, because I'm sure you get this all the time, but I just, my own curiosity.
Are your penises the same
dude,
size?
Shut the fuck up.
We still have yet to do that.
Identical
so
down to the waist.
Do you guys ever, like,
compare penises?
Shut up!
He's mad for real.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to fucking shoot you.
Y'all heard it here first if I go missing.
Do you guys ever, like, switch each other out?
Like, no.
Wait a minute.
We
wait
never did that.
Like,
we
what, like dating?
To, but we never did.
Yes. Look, he, like, so when I went to school with triplets. And they would literally all just switch clothes and go to their class.
Yeah, we couldn't do that. Well, like I said, I'm the fatter one, so they could tell the difference.
Okay.
Okay.
Makes now, maybe sense. If we're the same size, then yeah, but...
Put me back on. I got real questions.
No, but, you don't.
I will throw in, speaking of twins, one of our good friends, they're twins, they're fraternal, but they look pretty identical? Much identical.
That's weird.
Do you know, like, the science behind being twins, or did you guys ever care to research it, or no?
I grew up in Fort Worth, so I really didn't do a lot of research about it.
Okay, what is growing up in Fort Worth have to do with anything?
I grew up in the north side, so all I did was nothing in class.
So you're saying people from Fort Worth are stupid?
No.
Okay, I was just clearing that up. Well, Fort Worth fans.
Depends where you're at.
Okay.
So he's saying north side, yes.
No, just the Troqueando cuz.
Takawachi!
Senshi Productions or Cliffside Media?
Oh, that's a good question, because...
Yeah?
Because people...
You don't have to.
Do people that's like your new name or not?
Yeah.
Fuck, no, they don't.
Who cares if they do or not?
I would say Cliffside.
Oh! And that guy's car that I worked on yesterday, even he was like, I used to call him Cliff because he's Cliffside.
It's kind of weird, but...
But now, you know, he changed his name. I don't... So I just call him Cinch, you know.
Okay, what the heck?
Fuck off.
I'll just call him Topo Tito.
Because he didn't know your real name. Tito.
Okay. Serious question for real.
We'll see. Won't hold my breath.
JDM or American Muscle?
I think he likes trucks. He's gonna pick American Muscle.
No.
Japanese make trucks too, bro.
Yeah, you dumb he's cock. Hard body.
Well, my buddy does have a pretty badass JDM van. He got it like at auction from Dallas. I forget what year, but it's I think they call it a Town Ace. Something. It's some sort of Toyota van. I can show you a picture of it here in a
Never
bit.
Never heard of that.
But it's actually a diesel right-hand drive 5-speed van.
Whoa.
Diesel. Boy.
And,
so you like minivans?
I mean, JDM minivans, yeah.
That's. I like JDM vans, too, man. I like vans.
I like Sprinters.
Supra?
I like Toyota.
Or R34 GTR.
I'm still talking.
Supra.
I like Toyota Previas.
What?
This guy, because... Anyways,
what generation Supra?
What MK?
It'd have to be the fourth.
Four.
Yeah. It's like I like the fifth one.
Fifths are the best.
What
Beamer boy?
What
no,
Beamer
I just,
boy?
I don't know. I haven't really done a lot of looking into the new one, so I can't really put my opinion.
There's
out there.
There's a wide body one that lives here in the MK 5.
One not built.
Yeah, he did.
He got that shit for free.
He won it.
Well, not for free, but he spent
he
like
won
couple,
it.
Maybe.
You guys should reach out to that guy and see if he'll come on the podcast.
Well, Angel knows him.
Does he? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Fucking 88 winner. There's 80.
That would be really cool.
Pretty cool. I just want to see the fucking MK5 here. I just want to see that shit like in person.
When he shows up, we can kill him and take the car for a ride.
Oh, that's
now he's never going to come on here.
Crap.
He probably already listened.
Bleep
like,
that
you know
part
what?
Out.
I'm going to just...
got to make him listen to the episodes before this one airs.
Yeah, bleep that out.
He's like, well, I'm going to unsubscribe now.
But yep.
E36 or E46?
E46.
Convertible or hardtop? Any car.
Hardtop. I don't want the issues with convertibles.
I love hardtop. Let me see. August or November?
What? This bitch...
Okay, are we talking
We're talking August or November.
Are we talking a Texas November where it's still hot?
We're talking August or November.
I'm going to just
stop thinking too hard.
You know what? I'm a thinker.
Okay, we don't do that here. Clearly.
Obviously.
August.
My boy!
Okay, I work outside and...
Wait, don't change your mind.
When you're holding a wrench and you bust your knuckle... That shit hurts.
All right.
When it's cold?
Yeah.
It ain't fun.
29th or 26th?
Oh my
just saying. Like, 29 or 26th? I mean, think about it. It's kind of easy.
26?
Nah. Hold up. So he favors both of us, Corey.
Right. And this bitch is like, I choose mine. Are you sure you don't want to choose August? Shut the fuck up. Like putting this shit
flowers
in
flowers or Ortega? Come on.
Flowers.
Man.
The mic just died.
It doesn't matter.
It's messed up. But it's cool.
Good answer.
It doesn't matter. Griff's or Whataburger?
It doesn't make any sense.
Man.
Griff's or Steak and Shake?
I'm going to have to go with Whataburger, but Griff's is really, really close on there.
Do you call it Whataburger or Whataburger?
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Because I'm from town.
I couldn't hear what you said.
Whataburger.
He said water.
Not water.
I call it Whataburger.
Whataburger. You know, people from actual Texas say Whataburger.
I say Whataburger.
Yeah, I think everybody just says Whataburger.
Yeah.
What a burger.
Do you want to get you with
can
a
I
burger?
Get a what a burger, please?
Can I have a number a one Whataburger?
Nope. Hmm? You can
a
get
a Whataburger.
A new Whataburger.
What a burger.
IHOP or Waffle House?
Waffle House.
Damn.
Oh, I got one.
Is it an actual question?
Yes. And this is on the theme of Texas.
What?
Whataburger or Dairy Queen?
Oof.
I'm going to have to go with Whataburger.
I'm going to have to say
Dairy Queen.
Wait, it depends.
DQ.
I'm going to say Old Country Roll, like Old Country Town Dairy Queen. Like the shit you find here in the city is not the same.
Facts.
That's it.
No. I didn't even get to ask
Dude,
that
Dude, we've
many.
Been doing like 15
Bitch,
minutes.
Bitch, you just said whose fucking penis is bigger, his or his brother's.
Yeah. I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I actually didn't say that.
He said, yo, compare dicks.
Red or blue?
Damn, this is the one that stumps him?
Yeah.
Damn.
Crap. Purple. Damn, purple. You got me. Cuh or blood?
Purple.
Oh, so Latin King.
Kill him! Okay. Down Under or Texas?
Arizona, bitch!
Photography or videography?
Ooh. I've done more. More photography. I've been wanting to get into videography.
But
photography mainly.
That's what
I just
saying.
Haven't had the ambition to do it.
Travis Scott or Kanye West?
I listen to a lot of country, so none.
Hey.
I can't listen to country.
Luke Bryan.
Okay, no, I don't listen to that crap. Mainly Texas country is what I listen to.
Whoa, I don't listen to that bullshit.
Yeah, none of that.
I don't listen to that fucking pussy music.
I don't listen to that country fucking.
Miranda Lambert or George Strait?
George Strait.
It's like the easiest question.
Okay.
It's the easiest question.
All right, let's wrap this up here.
Okay, a
Thomas
few more.
Thomas
Edison
in high school?
Some random shit. Or Benjamin Franklin in his prime.
What?
Podcast is over. Y'all leave me alone.
Yo, fuck off.
I'm going to go find a firearm.
What the fuck?
Okay, Ben. We got
to Because y'all there. Trying to have me go back down that road.
Shut up. I hate the new Rio. You should have took 14 pills.
Fucking dumbass doctors.
Anyways, they told me how many.
They literally said
next time
if you want to
sure
kill
you
yourself,
take
14 sleeping pills, not 12.
Oh my god!
Oh my
fucking
god.
Idiots!
Like, yeah, we're gonna have to bleep that out. Thanks a lot.
Fuck, Biff, you did two whole episodes.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'm not gonna bleep that fucking thing out.
All right, this is the end of the podcast. Thank you for. Coming and being on the podcast and sharing your stories.
One last rapid fire. South Padre or Galveston?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Galveston.
Padre. Anyways.
But anyways, thank you for having me. It was a blast.
Are you sure? Like, are you sure?
I agree.
Yeah. I feel like we interrupted. Well, not we. He interrupts you a lot.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Ben
I'm the
didn't even talk that
four,
much.
So I'm used to it.
Hey. Perfect. See, that's
why
the
first
person to accept.
Why are you saying A?
First person to accept me. That's why.
Shut the
Y'all are so anti-happy.
I did two fucking episodes about your life.
Oh, so I can't talk anymore.
Oh my god.
Relax.
I did all this research on special hotlines and all this bullshit.
It's because
wow.
Ben loves you. Ben loves
Fake
you.
Fake friend.
Okay, let's wrap it up. Y'all are annoying.
Fuck off!
That's the end of the podcast.
Oh, thank you for listening.
Okay, love you. Bye.
All right, guys, we're going to have his Instagram in the bio. Y'all give him a follow. If anyone else has any stories and wants to come on the podcast, y'all feel free to message us, Garage Noise Podcast on Instagram, or any of us. Wow, if y'all don't know our Instagram handles by now, then y'all are fake fans.
Fake fans.
But I appreciate it. Y'all have a good day.
All right, adios. Guys, fuck off.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All you hear is a fucking thing in the background. That's fucking hilarious. Dude, let's see it. Put it to the mic.